Arizona will have to pay nearly $2 million in legal fees to the challengers of former Governor Jan Brewer's executive order to keep dreamers from getting licenses to drive. The order was made yesterday by U.S. District Judge David Campbell, who also agreed the challengers are owed other costs as well. For more on the story, we're joined now by Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hello again, Howie.
Good morning. I love it when lawyers fight.
So what was the judge's reasoning here? Why did he say that the challengers were entitled to this money?
Well, let's go back and understand what the challenge was about. Back in 2012, the Obama administration adopted Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, saying that if you came here as a child and met certain other conditions, you can stay without being deported and you can work. Well, Governor Brewer said, well, wait a second, we have a 1996 law that says you can only get a driver's license if your presence here is, quote, authorized by federal law. And she argued that DACA, as an executive action, wasn't federal law, and therefore she wasn't going to issue licenses to what are approximately now 31,000 dreamers in the state. That resulted in the lawsuit, and the district judge, the federal appeals court, and even the U.S. Supreme Court essentially said, no, the state does not get to decide who is here legally. This, of course, took from 2012 to 2018. And the Judge Campbell, after reviewing, you know, what happened in the case, said, yeah, the $2 million is justified in terms of legal fees and costs.
Now, obviously, the wheels of justice can move slowly, as this case proves. So are we talking mostly legal fees? Are there any damages here as well, or is it just to cover the cost of attorneys?
Oh, there are no real damages. The whole purpose of the lawsuit was to get an order saying to the state, you cannot deny someone a license solely because they are a DACA recipient, a dreamer. And they did finally get the order. And the state has, in fact, been issuing those licenses now. So there aren't any damages per se. You know, it would be hard to quantify, well, somebody didn't get to drive for 6 months until the order came in. It's hard to quantify that. This is strictly legal fees. And what the judge said is, look, we had the ACLU and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund and the National Immigration Law Center all spending a lot of time in court, again, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they are entitled to their legal fees because they did successfully challenge a state policy.
So former Governor Jan Brewer, like you said, was the one to take on this cause. How has she reacted to this decision?
I think in a single term that she gave me, she said it's outrageous. She still believes that she's right. Obviously, as she points out, she's not the one with the black robe. So, and she's, of course, she's in no position to challenge that. That, of course, leads us to the second lawsuit that's still pending. When the state was trying to defend its first denial, they said, well, we're not going to allow any deferred action recipients to get licenses, people who were getting before, like victims of domestic violence. That resulted in the second lawsuit by some of these people who were not covered by the first lawsuit to, in fact, be allowed licenses. That one is against Governor Ducey. He's lost the first round on that in district court. That's now up in the Ninth Circuit. And while we're still looking for current figures, that one has already cost the state in its own legal fees over $200,000. And of course, if the state loses, it's going to be on the hook for legal fees there. At this point, Governor Ducey seems inclined to keep pursuing this, no matter the outcome of the earlier case. So Arizona taxpayers could be on the hook for a lot more.
Yeah, so Howie, let's talk about the money for a minute and where exactly it comes from. I mean, $2 million in the scope of a nearly $10 billion budget is not the biggest thing in the world, but it's also not an insignificant amount of money. Does this potentially mean that there are other priorities that lawmakers or the governor might like to fund that they won't be able to because they have to pay these legal fees?
Well, this is a little tricky. The state is self-insured for these kinds of activities. So there has been a sort of sinking fund, if you want to call it that, where money has been put aside. I don't think it's anywhere near that. But I think, as you point out, $2 million isn't much. I mean, remember, you know, the story we talked about yesterday where we're arguing over a $32 registration fee, and that's to raise $185 million. So I won't say it's cushions, coins in the cushions of the couch, but it pretty much comes down to that, certainly for the state. Now, for the plaintiffs, who now have $2 million in their pockets, they can pursue other cases that they say deal with the rights of immigrants and Latinos.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you.
And we'll be talking again the next time the state loses a lawsuit.